This is podtech.net. I'm Jason Lopez in Abuja, Nigeria. It's October 31st, 2007. Right now, I'm in a taxi with Nigerian photographer Micah Ugala and our driver, Accountability. Yes, that's his name, Accountability. He's a lean guy with a big laugh. I joked with him and asked if his brother's name was Reliability. He paused for a moment, perhaps wondering why or how I thought he might have had a brother, but then he got the joke and burst out into laughter. But today he's a bit annoyed because a driver of another taxi we've been following is lost. We're on our way to meet up with Nigerian dignitaries and Intel chairman Craig Barrett at a secondary school in Jabi district for a ceremony and also the commencement of Intel's involvement in a program to supply low-cost laptops to schools.
I just hearing, which school, what school, describe the place for Jabi. You know they with them? Eh? Only Yaya.
Accountability stops at a grade school where children are dressed in bright colored uniforms. Wrong school. Eventually, we find the school in Jabi district. There's a large schoolyard with two big tents and a stage area in between. A master of ceremonies announces Nigerian officials throughout the afternoon as they arrive at staggered times. For entertainment, dancers from local schools show forms from various regions of Nigeria. Nigeria's education system is one of the targets of the UN's Millennium Development Goals. Some of those are to reduce infant mortality, combat AIDS, malaria, and other diseases, and of course, improve education. The Millennium Goal is to ensure by 2015 that all boys and girls complete a full course of primary schooling. In Nigeria, only about 6 out of 10 kids attends primary school at all. In the poorest bracket, many children who do go to school start late, and they end up chronically behind. The temperature has been rising all afternoon as rain clouds gather in the distance. Large fans positioned at the corners of the tents help cool off the audience and the speakers. Craig Barrett takes the podium. Just the day before, he was at the Connect Africa Summit in Kigali, Rwanda, where world leaders met to create an action plan to attract investment in broadband infrastructure in Africa. Here at the Jabi School, he reiterates the message that has become familiar from him: education is the key to change.
When you go into a classroom and you see students and you see computers, the real magic in the classroom is always the teacher. It's not the computers. And we have a saying at Intel that computers are not magic, but teachers are magic. The computers just allow the teachers to make education more interesting and allow it to become more exciting for the students.
About 20 boys have gathered off to the side to watch the proceedings. They're not a part of the event, and they must wonder what all the fuss is about. Perhaps they've never touched a computer before. But I see they have cell phones. It makes sense. Cell phone towers have sprouted up everywhere around Abuja. Is the internet coming next? Telecom experts predict it will be available on cell phones in Nigeria. I ask these boys how wireless technology has affected their lives. Can you tell me your name?
Joseph Samuel from Jabi FCT here. This is where we live, this is Jabi. So I live in Jabi here, this is my school. This is just, I'm just 3 now. Very soon I'll be finishing my school by the grace of God. Yeah.
Can you tell me, how has your life changed using cell phones?
Yeah, I may like to further on if I had the money of my education, and I will pray to God so that I will have a job. Some one day I will come somebody to myself, to my people again, so that I will be enjoying myself like others do into. So I don't expect any suffering from you first, But I'm doing my small job here with phone call here so that I'll achieve my money to give for school fees. Then I'll be reading well. Yeah.
And what's your name?
I'm by Elijah Daniel. This part, my life changed because of Sovat, because I realized how the Nigeria looks and the sovereignty of the Nigeria in doing some of the good things, especially in time of education. It helped me to change my lives and to move forward in my education.
And the team of the FCDA, the executive management team, the executive secretaries are also here. It's a whole house, that is just to show the level of political commitment that we have. Thank you very much. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, the national anthem.
There's a solemn feeling in the proceedings. A few boys gather together at electric keyboards as an electrician is summoned to repair the sound system. And then they play the national anthem. Nigeria is a country in search of itself. Now that sounds like a cliche. What country isn't in search of itself? Most of all, the United States. But Nigeria sits atop massive oil reserves, and throughout its brief history since independence from Britain in 1960, it has suffered through corruption scandals and military coups. Today, it seems the intelligentsia in Nigeria are hoping that the presidency of Umaru Musa Yar'Adua is a turning point. The chaos is not over, however. In the Niger Delta, where the oil is, rebels have been fighting the government since 1999, when the military handed power over to democratically elected officials. The Delta, where the city of Port Harcourt lies, is the home of Sinforis, a software company which has developed education applications for Nigerian schools. Intel has brought the firm on as a partner in its project to bring low-cost laptops to Nigerian school kids. Asawa Ibofuro is the founder and CEO of Sinforis.
I'm a Nigerian. I'm from the Niger Delta part of this country. And my company, these products that we have done so far, they're all geared towards the development of education. We looked at the challenges we had in the country, and we discovered that the educational system of this country is actually, you know, going down and down, you know, the ladder as the years go by. And we discovered that one of the key things that is leading to that is because students no longer, you know, sit down to study anymore. They engage themselves in every other thing but to study. And they've now, you know, taken the option of malpractice. So they cheat, they can pay their way through to pass their exams and do all of that. So when we saw that, we felt one way to handle the situation and then increase or improve the standard of education in the country was actually to come up with educational-based softwares that will be able to combat exam malpractice.
As a Nigerian company, Sinforis may represent the dream of making another Silicon Valley, especially considering where Sinforis is located in the Niger Delta. As Ibofuro pointed out in his interview, all one needs is a computer and one's mind. If information is power, sub-Saharan Africa may be in the best position it's ever been in to overcome its cycles of upheaval. In the Jabi district of Abuja, Nigeria, I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech.net.